contemplation of the water. The Buddha said to Ananda and Videhi, after you have accomplished the first contemplation, next practice visualization of water. Envision the western quarter as entirely flooded by water. Then picture the water as clear and pure, and let this vision be distinctly perceived. Keep your thoughts from being distracted. After you have visualized the water, envision it becoming frozen. After you have visualized the ice as transparent to its depth, see it turning into beryl. When you have attained this vision, next imagine that the beryl ground shines brilliantly inside and out. And that this ground is supported from below by columns, which are made of diamond and the seven jewels, and hung with golden banners. These columns have eight sides and eight corners, each side being adorned with 100 jewels. Each jewel emits 1,000 rays of light. Each ray in turn having 84,000 colors. As they are reflected on the beryl ground, they look like 1,000 kotis of suns. So dazzling that it is impossible to see them in detail. On this beryl ground, golden paths intercross like a net of cords. The land is divided into areas made of one or the other of the seven jewels, so the partitions are quite distinct. Each jewel emits a flood of light in 500 colors. The light appears in the shape of a flower or a star or the moon. Suspended in the sky, it turns into a platform of light, on which there are 10 million pavilions made of 100 jewels. Both sides of this platform are adorned with 100 kotis of flowered banners and innumerable musical instruments, as 8 pure breezes arise from the light and play the musical instruments, They proclaim the truth of suffering, emptiness, impermanence, and no self. This is the visualizing of the water and is known as the second contemplation.